Welcome to Heart of Iowa, a program featuring a patchwork quilt of artists, public speakers, and individuals of note in Central Iowa. I'm Liz Rarrett, and today we are featuring Celia, a musician from Wisconsin and now living in Arizona, who travels around the country singing her own blend of song, comedy, and drama. I hope that you will enjoy our original programming here on the Heart of Iowa at KHOI 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames. Well, Celia, thank you so much for joining us, and would you like to just say hi to Central Iowa?
Hello, Central Iowa.
Now, Celia, on your website, you're described as an earthy Enya / Joan Baez / Tina Fey.
Yes.
How did you come up with that description? Because it is just so apt.
Oh, thank you. Well, when I do live shows, I like to mix it up. Mm-hmm. So I'm not satisfied with just singing a song here and there. I think humor is incredibly important, especially in our day and age. Mm-hmm. So I like to do things and, you know, take my hair and do crazy things with my hair and become a new character, much like, you know, Tina Fey or Gilda Radner from Saturday Night Live would do. But I also have been described as having, say, the voice of an angel. So I have this really, you know, and sort of angelic quality to my voice, very pure tones. And then I like to get real crazy and strange and weird and mix the silly with the sacred, because sometimes some of those characters have some things to say in there. I would say there's no swearing, but there's a good deal of innuendo.
Yeah. One of your characters that I've seen before on past tours and in most of your shows is the Trestlefoot Fairy. And where did Trestle come from?
It was born in just very close to where I am right now in southwestern Wisconsin. I was driving with my sister to go hiking with her and some of her friends. I had this old Toyota Camry, like from 19 God knows what. And I was driving. It was a stick shift. I remember that. And my sister was telling her friends about the new desk that she had gotten from IKEA. She was in drafting school. She was actually architectural school, but it was a drafting desk. And it had trestle feet, which means it had legs that kind of come down the back and then go across the bottom of the floor, and that's how it stands up. And so she's talking about these trestle feet, and I just was sort of half listening. And for some reason, this voice came through that said, "Okay," said the trestle foot fairy. And she was born. And that's the honest-to-goodness story of how Trestle came into being. Then she turned into this little playful voice that I would play with, and I would leave people voicemail messages, like say I was meeting them for coffee later on Wednesday, and I wanted to call and make sure we were still on. So I'd say, "Hey, Liz, I just want to make sure that we're still on for coffee on Wednesday and that we're going to meet at the Golden Bean on the corner of 3rd and 27th. And, oh, wait, there's someone else who wants to say hi to you." And then Trestle looks at me and says, "Hey, Liz, I hope I can come too, because I'm really excited because I haven't been able to have coffee for like a whole year, because the last time I did, I bounced off the ceiling fan and I hit my head really hard. But hopefully I can come and have some coffee with you. And maybe Celia will let me talk a little bit too. Okay, I got to go now. Celia's coming back." And then I'd come back, and whatever came out, just like that, would come out. And then people started to leave me voicemail messages with their silly voices. And then Trestle became a physical being. Around my 30th birthday, on a show, she had written a song called The Cell Phone Song, and that was her very first song, which is on her album, titled Naughty in Pink.
Yeah.
And that's where it all began. Now she's running for president a couple of times. She's got her own album out, and she's become one of my most beloved alter egos.
And what do you think is the most popular song on that album?
Definitely the Hoo Hoo song, also known as Dr. Bronner's Make Your Hoo Hoo Tingle.
Yeah. And now I'll play the Hoo Hoo song from Celia's album, Naughty in Pink.
Bronner's makes your hoo-hoo tingle. Ladies, you know what I mean. Do, 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 do. You can always tell the folks that use it. There's a smile on their face and they always smell clean. Don't let them tell you that it's not okay. It's personal hygiene and oh, by the way, Dr. Bronner's makes your hoo-hoo tingle. Ladies, you know what I mean. I'll get the Dr. Bronner's and you go get the wine. Let's meet up in the backed up and have a real good time. I'll scrub away your sorrows, you pumice all my pain. Let's meet back here tomorrow and do it all again. Do, 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 do. Dr. Bronner's makes your hoo-hoo tingle. I use it every time I get the chance. Do, 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 do. Dr. Bronner's makes your hoo-hoo tingle. It feels like a peppermint patty in your pants. Don't let them tell you that it's not okay. It's personal hygiene and oh, by the way. Dr. Bronner's makes your hoo-hoo tingle. Ladies, you know what I mean. I'll get the Dr. Bronner's and you go get the beer. Let's meet up in the bathtub. Let's stay there for a year. I'll lather you with laughter. You clip my fingernails. Let's meet back here tomorrow and forget all life travails. Do, 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 do. Dr. Bronner's makes your hoo-hoo tingle. Makes you smell all fresh and clean. Do, 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 do. Dr. Bronner's makes your hoo-hoo tingle. It feels like your hoo-hoo just swished Listerine. Don't let him tell you that it's not okay. It's personal hygiene and oh, by the way. Dr. Bronner's makes your hoo-hoo tingle. Ladies, you know what I mean.
I agree. I've heard you sing that, and the audience starts singing along with it, don't they?
They do. A lot of people know it. And once you hear it, it's kind of like an earworm. It just, I mean, that part that goes do 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 do, it just keeps coming around again
yep.
and again. So that's been a very popular song for her, and she's just fun. She's mm-hmm. a whole lot of fun.
She is.
Then of course I do all kinds of serious stuff too. So that mm-hmm. that description goes back to this conglomeration of things that I do.
Right.
I wouldn't be satisfied nor happy just doing one.
Right.
I would get so bored. So
mm-hmm.
of course, I am the master or the mistress of taking something simple and making it complex.
I respect that.
Thank you very much.
I do that too. So you're currently touring around the U.S. You've been in Wisconsin. You've been through Minnesota, some other places in Tornado Alley. And you're
yes.
going to stop in Des Moines here coming up soon.
Very soon, yes.
How did you manage to get booked in Des Moines?
Yes, I was asked by the organization that's putting on the Pagan Jubilee. It's on the 21st, which is solstice. So mm-hmm. I'll be the entertainment that evening at the UU Church in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have all those details, but it's all on my website, celiaonline.com. If anyone went to my calendar there, they'd find out
Perfect.
All the details of how to be there. If you wanted to come to a concert. My concerts are just so much more like shows. I love to make sure that everyone leaves with an uplifted heart and entertained, thoroughly entertained.
I think it's safe to say that you succeed in that. And every time that I've seen you, of course, several times, and definitely people are laughing and talking about it and still have the hoo-hoo song stuck in their heads days later.
Every gypsy knows the magic of the road, but every once in a million miles, the land will call you home, and you long to settle down. You find a wandering gypsy town and cast aside the caravan. Roots in the ground. In thy California, your land green, rolling hills of sea, the sand, and I wish that I was back again in thy California island. Every gypsy knows prison of a home, and every once in a million smiles, a heart gets to your soul, but your feet will start to burn for the open road you yearn. Baby, will you wait for me if someday I return? I wish that I was better.
You just heard California, Ireland from the album Bard of Armagh.
You have a number of fans/roadies that help you out on your tour. How do you work that relationship that you have with your fans? Because it's not kind of a traditional musician-fan relationship where there's, you know, this separation and everything goes through the manager, because you are the manager.
Indeed. I was having this conversation chatting with my graphic designer who just designed all of the graphic design of the artwork for the new album, the Shaman Journey album. Mm-hmm. She's living in New Zealand right now. She's also an independent artist and has done the touring. And I've been feeling so overwhelmed, overworked, just trying to take one piece at a time and feeling like I'm digging myself out of a hole. Because you're right, I am the artist. I am the manager. I'm the booking agent. I'm the one who procures where we're staying. Mm-hmm. I am making sure that the show is promoted so that there's actually what we call butts in seats.
Yes.
So it's crazy when you're an independent artist and you don't have people to do those roles. So I call for help as much as I can. Mm-hmm. I'm learning that I absolutely suck at delegating. And ask for help. You know, anybody out there listening in Radio Land, anyone have any trouble asking for help? Because really, we should be able to do it all ourselves all the time, right?
Right, right. That's the American ideal, independence.
Rugged
individualism.
I got suckered into that real young, so I've learned that is a huge, huge challenge for me.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, I say it takes a village to raise an independent artist.
Definitely.
So many pieces. And I do have online, and I know you're part of it, what I call Tribe Celia, which is people that I trust, that I am so grateful for the support. Hopefully they're people that really appreciate what I do, get what I do, and want other people to know about what I do.
Yeah.
And I think that is the main your piece for an independent artist. If nobody knows who you are, has been exposed to you, and if there's really, it's very hard to eat by your art if you're not able to find the people who want to pay money for it because they love what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm bringing in the light, been in the darkness for too long. Yeah, I'm bringing in the light, bringing in the light by the way of the soul. It's the love that gives, turns to happiness. Bring it in the joy, bring it in the light, bring it in the bliss. I'm dropping the worry, I'm dropping the shame, I'm dropping the guilt, I'm dropping the blame, I'm dropping the walls, I'm dropping the windows, dropping the doors. I'm dropping who's wrong, I'm dropping who's right, I'm dropping my put 'em up and fight. I'm dropping the roof, I'm dropping the porch, I'm dropping the floors. And I'm bringing in the light, been in the darkness for too long. Yeah, I'm bringing in the light, bringing in the light by the way of the soul. It's the love I give, turns to happiness. Bringing in the joy, bringing in the light, bringing in the bliss. I'm dropping the plan, I'm dropping the plot, I'm dropping the twist me up in knots. I'm dropping the past, prevailing over what's in store. I'm dropping the scarcity of enough, I'm dropping that constellated stuff. I'm dropping the points, I'm dropping the game, I'm dropping the score. And I'm bringing in the light, been in the darkness for too long. Yeah, I'm bringing in the light, bringing in the light by the way of a song. It's the love I give, turns to happiness. Bringing in the joy, bringing in the light, bringing in the bliss. Everything's gonna be fine as I let my heart's light shine. Like, yeah, I'm bringing in the light, been in the darkness for too long. Yeah, I'm bringing in the light, bringing in the light by the way of the song. It's the love that gives, turns to happiness. Bringing in the joy, bringing in the light, bringing in the bliss. Bringing in the joy, bringing in the light, bringing in the bliss. Bring it in the joy, bring it in the light, bring it in the bliss.
You just heard Bringing in the Light from Celia's album, Carry Me Home.
So finding out who those people are who are looking for what I have to offer, and then speaking to them, hopefully having a message that speaks to the soul, uplifts the soul, brings a bit of healing or inspiration or some kind of movement in a positive direction. And that's really so important as an artist.
Yeah.
I think it's almost our responsibility as artists to have something to say, have something that is catalytic in a way that it can transform, transmute, transpire, transport. Without that, you know, to me, it's a waste of energy if it's not doing that.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'm reaching out to people who love what I'm doing and they want to share it. And that's how I've been able to do this full time for now 14 years. It's been a pretty incredible journey.
Your Facebook page, which I think is facebook.com/Celia, but your main page is bandcamp.com. And why did you choose Bandcamp as kind of the main vehicle for your music?
Couple of reasons. Bandcamp has a lot of benefits for artists and for people who want to listen and find the artist. One thing I've taken advantage of with Bandcamp is name your price.
Right.
I can do that with a song, with an album. So something that I did this year a couple of times was create compilations of, say, I did a compilation of all my Irish music for St. Patrick's Day. I did a compilation of love songs for Valentine's Day. And then I just made them name your price.
Yeah,
I don't make any bones about that. If you want some music and you're hurting for cash right now, that's cool. I would so much rather have somebody have access to the music and hopefully transform and inspire in some way than, oh my gosh, I can't afford it, so never mind. You know, that doesn't speak to my sense of why I'm doing this. Hopefully I'll have left this world a better place by the art that I've created.
You just heard Death of Winter from Celia's newest album, Shaman Journey.
There's no lack of music. I could pump out a song every single day if that's all I did. So I don't feel like, oh no, I must covet this one song that I've made perfect. You know, it's like this Gollum, like, my precious. It's not like that. It feels more like if this song would inspire and somehow make somebody's day or even life better, then by golly, go download it. Another site that's really helpful to artists, Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
But Bandcamp, what's awesome is that I've sold enough music through Bandcamp that they give me free downloads. So I can give free downloads away. But I don't end up having to pay for those because Bandcamp has kicked me so many of those back because people have bought the music. So it's, it feeds itself in a way. The other thing I really like about Bandcamp is that you can listen to the whole song all the way through. And Bandcamp, you can listen to the whole thing. Same thing with Reverb Nation, and I think that's a really nice quality. As well as in Bandcamp, if you were to go there right now and download, you will download it as, if you want to, as a wave format, right? Mm-hmm. Highest possible quality, whereas a lot of places, all you get is an MP3.
Right.
I can tell the difference in the wave.
Yeah.
It's night and day to me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are like, oh, no, the difference. But for someone like me, I can tell it's tinnier. It's
right.
Not as rich and full.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I like about Bandcamp as well, is you get whatever format you wanted, an AIFF, a wave, whatever.
If you just tuned in to this original programming from Heart of Iowa on KHOI 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames, a program featuring a patchwork quilt of artists, public speakers, and individuals of note in Central Iowa. Today we are featuring Celia, a singer, songwriter, and actress who travels the country performing her original work. For more information about Celia, you can visit her online at www.celiaonline.com. bandcamp.com. Speaking of healing and, making the planet better for having been here, your current album is entitled The Shamanic Journey Sound Spirals. So can you describe this album for our listeners and tell us where did the seeds for this album come from?
Oh, thank you. That's a great question. Well, it started with this concept of sound spirals.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing shows about a year and a half ago in Arizona where I used my looping technology, and those who've heard me before have seen me do looping where I record live on stage. I record it once through, and it comes around as a loop, and then I can record on top of that, record on top of that, record on top of that. So I can create a tapestry of sound by the end, and I'm able to record my drum, my baron, Irish drum, my voice, my keyboard, and my guitar. So I can create lots of different sounds and dynamics with all of those possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So what I decided to do, because so many people were responding to me when I was doing even my original compositions with that, they were saying, wow, it took me to another place. It was like quantum music. It was like other dimensional. I took a big journey. I met with my deceased father. I had, I was like, wow. Okay,
whoa.
That's cool. and consistently, not just one or two people, but I'm talking about many, many people have come to me and given me that feedback when I do the looping. So I thought, okay, well, let's take this looping technology and let's speak to that.
Yeah.
So I created shows that were 90 minutes in length where there was no need for applause. It was all about people being able to close their eyes, meditate, move, sleep, trance out journey, whatever. And it was a full continuous, 90 minutes of music without stopping. So I'd blend one into the other and create another tapestry and then create another tapestry.
Wow.
And I did three or four of those.
Mm-hmm.
So then my idea was to take those and condense them down into three different albums of sound spirals, healing, trance, chant music. So I've got the first one of the series is done. It's called Shaman Journey. We have the posters and the postcards. I got an amazing artist from Mexico named Eduardo Rodriguez.
Yes.
Calzado. Amazing artwork. Just so thrilled to have found him. He's got...
Yes.
He's offered me the artwork for the second one, which will be titled Letting Go, and I'm not sure what the third one will be just yet.
Okay.
So I'm looking at least a trilogy, if not a whole series of Sound Spirals albums. Now, what's on the album is music that's meditative, it's for massage, deep relaxation, yoga, movement. And what I've been getting back so far from people about Shaman Journey is that it takes people on a very soulful journey. People have been telling me they've used it to fall asleep at night and go into some really amazing journeys in dream work.
Yeah.
For a long time, it was so isolated for me. I sat with this music alone in the studio for months and months and months and didn't release it. And I'm finally releasing it and getting some feedback and going, cool, it's working beyond what I ever thought it could do. So this music is very, very different.
Yeah.
Very different from things I've done before.
Right.
I've got singer-songwriter stuff. I've got the comedy stuff. I've got the Irish stuff. I've got an Irish storytelling CD. And like I said before, I just get bored. If I were to have to do one style of music, I think I would die.
Yeah.
So this is what's speaking to me now, and I'm just listening and letting it come through.
Yeah. So it sounds like the creation of these albums is a very organic process for you, and you almost don't really know where you're going to wind up.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. And some of these, you know, I didn't know if some of these would go on the Letting Go album. I didn't know if some of those would, you know, so it was really like, who wants to be on this album? And now who wants to come over here? And in the process of recording this album, the Shaman Journey album, I did a light bodywork session with a woman named Simone from down in Tucson. And she, While we were in the session, this song came, and I had to get up off the table after the session and go record it just into my little, you know, my phone recorder.
Yeah.
It turned out to be the last song on the album, which is very up-tempo and upbeat and dance-like, which is very different from the rest of it.
Yeah.
But it became known as the Ancestor Dance. It was one of my favorite pieces on the album. So, yes, you never know when they will come in, and I just have to honor it and say, okay, so you want to play now, okay?
Yeah.
Well, let's see you through. That's the trick.
Yes.
They all want to play all the time.
Yes.
there's no lack of that. Then you have to decide who you're going to see through to the end and create something that can be shared.
And now I'll play Ancestor Dance from Celia's latest album, Shaman Journey.
Working on the Letting Go album when I get back to Arizona. And I also have another album that will be also very different. I'm kind of laughingly, lovingly calling it my pagan Adele breakup album.
Awesome.
It will have songs on it, like a song that I haven't released yet. It's available to listen to, but it's called Ritual. And then there's another one that I'm just really loving and can't wait to share with people. It's called Burning Ganesh. More the shadow side. The shadow's there too.
That's right.
And it's the dark, it's the light, it's the yin, it's the yang, it's the life, it's the death. And so for me, to not acknowledge that, to be able to live life and as an artist and be that pure, I think that's miraculous.
Definitely.
For me, I have no problem with saying, here's the shadow, and here's the light, and here's their dance. I've been in music, all my life and seen many different facets of it.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of competition, a lot of, go back to when I was in theater and I was doing auditions, and I would witness a girl spill coffee on another girl just so that she would mess up, in her audition. It's just sort of like, I'm going to get this part and you're not. And this, very, very competitive. Yeah. And I don't experience that in the pagan music world at all. Much, much the contrary, where it's, throughout the day I did that amazing album where they pulled in Wendy Rule and Spiral Rhythm and Murphy's Midnight Rounders and Dave the Bard and myself. And so it's like, I want to do that. I want to play with you. I want to help support you so that we can uplift this thing, so we can raise more consciousness, so that we can all get to do more of what we love to do. I want to be a part of that. The idea of, there's not enough, or the sense of, if you get more recognition than I won't.
Your shadow is dark, your shadow is cold, but someday I'd like to cast shadows of my own. But when you're near, I just can't reach the light. When you're gone, I shine for you so bright. Your roots bruise my mouth, your rage is so strong, but someday I'll rustle these leaves of my own. And when I do, you'll know it's not okay. When you're near, I scrape for words to say.
on the face and say, hey, where you been? Hey, where you been all my life?
You just heard Shadow from Celia's album Red, Alabaster, and Blue. Who would you most love to collaborate with, alive or dead?
Ooh. You know the first one that comes to mind?
Huh.
Interesting. There's two that come to mind, both alive. One is Yo-Yo Ma.
Ooh, yeah.
The cellist. Yeah. And the other is Bobby McFerrin.
Yes.
He would be awesome to collaborate with.
I could totally hear a great, you know, Celia version of Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Oh, we could looping. Do that. Although, you know, it was so overplayed in the, what, 80s or 90s that
true.
It might egg me off the stage. But
yeah.
But we could do it different. You know, we could
yeah.
do it different. But yeah. he's amazing. What he can do with his voice
yes.
is just outstanding. And then the loop, if I could loop him with me, ooh, we could do some things. So that could be cool. Oh,
yeah.
Here, you know who else I would collaborate with?
Who?
This would be fun. Oh, this would be so much fun. The Blue Men from Blue Men Group.
Oh my God, yes, that would be so perfect.
I could be the Red Woman and they could be the Blue Men.
There you go. Red Woman and Blue Men.
And there could be comedy in that. And then they do those
totally.
PVC pipe instruments that they play and their whole big band of the drums. Oh, see, now that would rock.
That would be awesome. That would be amazing. I saw them live for the first time, like, almost 10 or 12 years ago, and this young girl that I was with, that I was in charge of, she was 13, she went on to major in theater because of that performance
awesome.
That I had dragged her to.
That is very, very
that was
cool.
Awesome.
I actually saw them when they were, I was living in New York, right?
Oh, wow.
And I saw it before it went to
huge.
Vegas.
Probably.
So I got to see in the small, I don't know if it's Broadway or off-Broadway show at that point on Astor Street.
If you just tuned in to this original programming from Heart of Iowa on KHOI 89.1 FM Story City Ames, a program featuring a patchwork quilt of artists, public speakers, and individuals of note in central Iowa. Today we are featuring Celia, a singer, songwriter, and actress who travels the country performing her original work. For more information about Celia, you can visit her online at www.celiaonline.com. bandcamp.com. Now, over the course of your albums, you've done so many varieties of music. You've done Celtic, you've done folk, you've done humor. I would even say, even like throw in like your protest music songs, like especially on your Red, Alabaster, and Blue album, you have several songs that are very sort of activist-oriented, making a statement about the way America is. Do you have any more songs coming forth that are talking about the state of America?
Not so much that I am aware of.
Okay.
You don't know what could come out. I think the last thing I did that was in that vein, and I think activism is probably the most accurate mm-hmm. way to say what I've done with some songs. I think the most recent one would have been Tell Us What You're Growing, which is about
yes.
the GMO food, I'm going to call it a crisis, in
yeah.
our country and in our world.
And now I'll play Tell Us What You're Growing.
Listen, brother, listen, sister, it could kill you or enrich you. Read the label, then read behind the lines. To the doctor, to the clinic, you may say that I'm a cynic. As you pick up your prescription and you're feeling fine. Till next time, I've got the right to choose. You've got the right to choose. We've got the right to choose. Save.
grandmother's seeds, 'cause we are running out of time. I've got the right to choose. You've got the right to choose. We've got the right to choose our food. Hey, I've got the right to know. You've got the right to know. We've got the right to know. Come on, tell us what you're growing. Tell us what you're growing. If you're gonna play God, if you're gonna thank God and leave organic farmers food, if you're gonna thank God with meat to sell shop, if you're gonna thank God, I want a new religion. We've got the right to choose. 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 Tell us what you're growing.
Fascinating to me. And if I were the powers that be,
yeah,
and if I had put that much money into that research, mm-hmm. money would come first. And money's becoming first over people and over health. And
yeah.
that's a little scary to me,
yeah.
being a humanitarian. Mm-hmm. I
mm-hmm.
get the mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to do it myself, but plenty enough people are doing it that corporations are much more interested in the dollar than in what the effect may be over time and the fodder
right.
that comes in human souls, human flesh.
Right.
So,
yeah.
to answer your question, that's probably the most recent thing. I haven't felt called to really jump into political forums lately. I'm doing this, you know, meditative music, which in a way is a bit subversive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, on another level.
To be mentally healthy seems subversive sometimes in today's world.
And to be an adult in this world, and that's something that I'm learning about all the time, you know, taking full responsibility for every single one of my actions. And I love the Ho'oponopono. I mean, in a mm-hmm. way, the Ho'oponopono song mm-hmm. that's on Before the Asking, that is one of the most radical things that I could speak about, because it's so off the ear of what we're used to. We're used to pointing the finger, placing blame. And take that even with this food supply.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as I'm complaining about it, I'm part of the problem. Oh, my goodness. What? Really?
Right.
Like, wow. So Ho'oponopono, being the Hawaiian healing chant, really, which is, I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, which means I am fully 100% responsible for every single one of my experiences. So if it looks like somebody cut me off or did me wrong or mm-hmm. hurt me or stepped on my toes, my knee-jerk reaction is to point the finger and say it's them, which is what the ego wants you to do, because it keeps you in the lower vibrational energy.
Mm-hmm.
The most radical thing I can do is, wow, thank you so much for that mirror. I love you. Bless you, and please forgive me. Please forgive me for whatever I did or said, knowingly or unknowingly, that created this aberration of peace in my experience.
Right.
That's about as radical as I could get.
And very powerful. Yeah.
And extremely powerful.
Yeah.
It heals everything instantly.
Yeah.
And it's so counterintuitive
mm-hmm.
from what we've been taught. Get up and fight. Get your weapons out. Somebody's got to be wrong.
Yep. Yeah, defend your rugged individuality.
That's right. Oh, mm-hmm. And I bump into myself all the time with that mm-hmm. stuff. All yeah. the time.
Just heard Ho'oponopono from Celia's album For the Asking. All right. Well, thank you so much, Celia, for talking to us. And I'm looking forward so much to seeing you next week in Des Moines. That's Saturday, June 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church of Des Moines on 1800 Bell Avenue.
Thank you. That's right.
And what is your website again?
CeliaOnline.com.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Liz. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you just tuned in to this original programming from Heart of Iowa on KHOI 89.1 FM Story City Ames, a program featuring a patchwork quilt of artists, public speakers, and individuals of note in Central Iowa. Today we are featuring Celia, a singer-songwriter and actress who travels the country performing her original work. Recently, I had the opportunity to interview a talented musician and friend, Celia. She's an independent artist from Wisconsin, now living in Arizona, and she will be performing live in Des Moines on June 21st at the First Unitarian Church at 1800 Bell Avenue at 7 p.m. as part of the Progressive Voices Concert Series and Solstice Holiday Celebrations. Her shows combine music, storytelling, character acting, and a healthy dose of earth-based spirituality. For more information about Celia, you can visit her online at www.celiaonline.bandcamp.com. I hope you can catch her live in Des Moines on June 21st at the First Unitarian Church on Bell Avenue at 7 p.m. I hope you have enjoyed this original programming here at KHOI. If you would like more information about this or other programs, visit our website at khoifm.org. That's khoifm.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell your friends and families to friend us on Facebook to hear updates and information from your community radio from the Heart of Iowa. Today's programming was engineered by Cynthia McClure. Heart of Iowa is a radio production, training, workshop, as well as a radio show. If you would like to join our team as a reporter, contact us at 292-2878. That's 292-2878. Or contact us through our website, khoifm.org. Your participation as an audience and your generous donations help make KHOI possible. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again on the radio.